So we have two guests in today for the Lincoln County Commissioners. We have Joe Hughley, of course, and then Michaela Wooler. How are you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic, Jack. How are you?
Good, good. Joe, you had a busy day yesterday. You were out at the Ag Building and then the meeting. It's full Monday for you, huh?
Yeah, you know, it was a good day, though, golly sakes. And, you know, the Ag Building, we had a forum for the candidates for city council and also for the county board out there. And I thought it was, I just want to thank again RA Productions and Lincoln County Cattlemen for taking the time and effort to put that on. I mean, they do a tremendous job to try to make sure that the voter in the county is educated and gets a chance to meet the candidates. So again, I want to publicly thank those groups and really appreciate it, plus the various media that was involved in there also. So it was a great day, Jack.
And yeah, it seemed like, you know, it was a good turnout too.
Oh, there was a great turnout. You know, sometimes you have those and very few people. In fact, we used to have them many years ago at the auditorium for the high school. And, you know, that felt, you know, you could have 100 people in there and it just felt like it was empty. So I think the smaller venue like that, I thought the size was just perfect for that room. And, it was great. I learned some things from some of the other candidates. And, you know, there's some interesting city council races going on also. So, yeah, I really appreciated it. Got a chance to see some old friends and say hi. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So let's backtrack in the day and begin with the Lincoln County Commissioners meeting that happened yesterday. Kind of an open-ended question for both of you. Was it a successful meeting, quick meeting? What were your thoughts?
Well, I think it was a successful meeting. Any meeting we come out of is a successful
meeting.
Yeah,
that's true.
There was not a lot of agenda items. There was some good discussion. You know, I think some of the probably more important, we had a lot of routine items. We had a lot of requests to, unburied cable that we have all throughout the county and trying to make sure that we get services to the different people in the farm and ag industry. We did have an interesting one on from the sheriff, and that was the food service provider, which I think is Summit. And I think we've had a contract with those people now probably 2 or 3 years to provide food for the inmates at the jail. They have been asking for the last year and a half to raise the contract, and we have a fixed rate that we have. And so we weren't very interested, I should say, weren't interested at all, and told them that we're going to stay with the contract. I think they are looking at they gave us probably about a 90-day notice that they would be terminating that service, and so we'll be out looking for food vendors and try to just get the best dollar value that we can for the county. When you have a competitive market and there's some other people out there that also are in it, I think we owe it to the people to go out and try to find the lowest priced best vendor that we can find. So that's something we'll be looking at. And then another item we had to discuss, I think it was the EECBDG grant program. That was a program that actually I think was really kind of, the inspiration came from Commissioner Wooler, who went out and did some research, was able to find some federal dollars, and I think $70,000+ for weatherization of different county properties. And that project is underway now, and I think probably, Michaela, you want to talk just a little bit about that and where we're at, have some funds left over, or what are we doing?
Sure, Joe. Jack, about mid-year last year, it was brought to our attention that the Department of Energy had set aside some funding programs for counties to participate in weatherization, energy efficiency, updates on county buildings. The part of the program that we qualified for was a voucher program, so it wasn't really a competitive grant application. All we had to do was go after the money and participate in the program. And so with the board's approval, I assembled a group of semi-volunteers, people that work in county government that know our buildings. So our building and ground superintendent, Booker Boyer, our road superintendent, who has multiple buildings across the county, and then Becky Russell and Tammy White,
okay,
along with planning and zoning, Judy Clark, and Kevin from the city office. And we assessed all of the county buildings and came up with our main road shop that needed serious updates. The insulation has just fallen away from the metal walls. So we put together an application. It was approved. We took the competitive bids on it a week ago, and the bids were fantastic. And it actually left us about $33,000 left to use. And so we had done some more research and decided that our new emergency management building could benefit from the rest of the vouchers used in energy efficient lighting, some additional insulation, and if there's enough, possibly a mini split for the small room that we need to build inside of that building for the sensitive digital and electronic equipment that emergency management uses. So that's what we talked about yesterday. We got approval from the board that they felt like those were all good applications for this program. So our committee will work together. We'll put out some bid requests and move forward from there. The money needs to be committed and used before December 31st of this year. So we are on a little bit of a time budget there. So I feel like we're moving in a great direction with that project. And long term, it'll save the taxpayers a lot of dollars in having energy efficient buildings. We won't be having those big winter heating bills like we've been experiencing. So,
you know, the thing I appreciate that about that is with those being federal dollars, yes, they are still our tax dollars, but when you look at it, we're probably paying $1 on a $2 million worth of tax valuation when you take and spread that amongst all the people across the United States. So I think we get a great bang for the buck. You know, one of the other things, Jack, that we forget about is we all serve on a number of committees, and not only on committees, but just take an interest and attend a lot of meetings outside of the commissioner's room. And probably, as I would guess, 70% of our work, or 80% or 90%, is outside of the room. And I know that I think it was Commissioner Wooler and Commissioner Woodruff attended a meeting. Quarterly, we have our regional fire chiefs get together, if you will, and I think that's a mutual aid group of, you know, there's Sutherland, Hershey, Paxton. I mean, the mutual aid goes over county lines. I mean, we go down into Furnace County and other counties that, you know, when we have a large fire or need something from another district, they're there. And if you think back to the Betty's Way fire, the larger one we had out here, I mean, we had districts reporting all the way from the west side of the state. We had people coming from the Lincoln, Omaha area.
Wow.
To come out. I mean, it's just a tremendous response. So I know they attended that quarterly meeting, and I don't know, is there anything you want to maybe talk about there, Michaela? Or I know that when we met earlier, there were some things that we talked about, you know, what can we do to help as a county, and I think you kind of followed up a little bit on that, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right, Commissioner Hughley. One of the young firemen from the North Platte Fire Department had put together a fire mitigation meeting, and it was information that the fire professionals wanted to share with the general public about things that we can do to be preventative when mm-hmm. it comes to these wildfires. And at that meeting, several of us attended. At that meeting, they asked, you know, for additional resources.
I think that was Firefighter Archuleta.
That was Firefighter Archuleta. He put together just this very informative, wonderful presentation that was super educational. And during that meeting, we realized that there are things that we can do to support our fire departments. And the rural firefighters are volunteers. These are people that leave their day jobs and their ranches to respond to fires for us. And so it's real important that we come alongside them and help them do their jobs more efficiently and safer. And one of the things as an ag producer that I felt we could do is put together a voluntary registry of ag producers in Lincoln County and beyond. Like Joe said, we don't stop fighting a fire at the county line, and others No. come to aid us also. Mm-hmm. But a volunteer registry, some of the ag producers on their pivot points and on their large livestock tanks have rapid fill valves that produce a high volume of water. When a rural fire truck runs out of water, if they don't have a water source close by, they have to drive all the way back into the metropolitan area to refill their tanks, mm-hmm. and they lose valuable time in getting ahead of the fire. So we're working on that. It'll be a slow process, but I've had a lot of ag producers who have heard us talk about it who've reached out to me and said, I'd be willing to do that. So as the Board of Commissioners, we felt like that was one thing that we could do. At this meeting, we also talked a lot about communication issues. During an emergency, we all know that communication is key to the success and to the safety of the people on site. And so we're looking at some opportunities to assist them better their ability to communicate with each other and mm-hmm. with the volunteers and the ag producers and the citizens in the subdivisions that show up to help them fight these fires. They were extremely grateful just to have us come to the table and show an interest. Jerry and Commissioner Woodruff and myself were there, and we took along Jason Schultz and Brian Gloss from the road department because our road department is also key in fighting these fires. We have heavy equipment operators that will go out and work alongside, in front of, and behind these volunteer firefighters to get these fires under control. So it was a great meeting. We made a lot of good connections. We actually had a young man who is going to put together a training session for our heavy equipment operators at the road department. And so I really feel like us just getting together and having these conversations has really produced some great results for Lincoln County.
Sure. And, you know, one other thing, I've been meeting with Commissioner Bruns. When we had the rail explosion here several months ago, we decided that we would look as a county and see if there was anything that we could do to help look at some weaknesses or any things that we could identify to maybe keep that not from happening again, because it probably will, but to mitigate and be ready for it. So we'll be giving, I think, a final report next week that we've met with just a lot of stakeholders over the last several months, along with any recommendations that we might have that would go both to the Union Pacific management, to all of our local responders here, and just to try to do what we can as a county to be proactive to make sure that something like that does happen again, that we're prepared. So, yeah, just some of the things that we're working on that are outside of that commissioner room.
And kind of going back to your point, Michaela, about the meeting that was put on, I feel like we had probably a few fires in February. Most of those are usually man-made, correct?
Well, we've had a variety, but yeah, I feel like most of our fires are caused by humans. I know we had one that was, you know, kind of a freak, unusual incident with a lawnmower generating a spark. We've had welding. You know, we do a lot of welding out in our fields, working on equipment and on our gates, and hot bearings on vehicles. I've seen fires started by a chain dragging on a trailer. So there are a lot of man-made incidents.
Hot boxes on trains.
Yep. And we've also had lightning strikes and power lines. We get some fires started underneath power lines. But during the meeting, one of the things that Fireman Archuleta pointed out was just mowing, keeping your weeds down, those dry tumbleweeds that we have a lot of this time of year. There's a lot of things that we can do to protect our personal property and human lives. And so I thought it was great that he, and I learned that one of the reasons he's so passionate about this is his family had a personal experience where a wildfire threatened, they lost outbuildings, equipment, and it endangered.
That's heartbreaking.
He was very emotional, and I understand why. So for our firemen, Chief Thompson, you can tell just talking to him, they are passionate about protecting us and helping us protect ourselves.
Which is good.
Yes, absolutely. Coming to the table with them was just very rewarding, and I feel like we made a lot of great connections, and that's what it takes, right? Is all of us coming to the table and working together.
Plus, just being able to have that communication with people throughout the county and counties, getting to know the people, know a face, know a name, so that when something does happen, you know that connection is important. There's nothing, I don't think, any more important than just the person-to-person connections that we make. We're always going to need help, and they're always going to need help. It's good to be able to put a name to face together.
Yeah. Fantastic. And just one final question for you guys. I'm talking here with Joe Hughley, Michaela Wooler with the Lincoln County Commissioners, recapping yesterday's meeting. Just give us an update, if there's any, about how the North Sutherland Bridge project is going.
Well, you know, I think it's going fantastic. I haven't been up there for probably three and a half weeks, but I understand that we've got some actual beams going across some concrete and starting to take shape and look like a bridge. I don't know, Michaela, have you been up there recently?
I have not been up there recently. I do have frequent conversations with one of the construction crew members that I happen to know. They are moving right along with the project. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that they're ahead of schedule by any means, but they are making great progress. And Jason has confirmed that, you know, they feel like they're moving in at a good pace. Anything can happen with construction, right?
Yeah, so. That kind of leads me to my next point. I have a family member who's in construction. He goes, any construction project that's on schedule is ahead of schedule.
Yes.
That's
right.
Just getting the materials was a big, big deal. And we do have a majority of those materials now that we need to keep going, because, you know, there was a 2 or 3 week period where we didn't have those. So it's easy to lose a week or two here just as we gain it. We have to remember we're coming into the rainy season.
Correct.
That might hold us back a little bit. So being in this business a long time, I've seen projects go from 0 to 90 and from 90 down to about 10 miles an hour overnight. So we're, we get our fingers crossed, but, you know, after 30 years, I'm sure a week or two isn't going to make that much difference.
Yeah, fantastic.
So, Jack, I'm glad you brought up construction, because there is one other project that we've had delayed many, many times in the last 2 years that I would like to speak about in the public, just to get the word out there. But we've been working on a generator project for the courthouse. The switch, getting the switch from the manufacturer was delayed multiple times simply because of shipping issues, delivery issues. It has arrived in Nebraska. So we are going to be closing the courthouse at noon on May 24th in order for many entities to come together. And then they are going to work all weekend long to get this generator installed and connected. So the courthouse will close at noon on Friday, the 24th of May. And of course, we're always closed on Saturday, Sunday. And then the Monday is Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
And so the project will get done mostly during the holiday. They're going to work all weekend long as it takes. But we will be closed just for half a day on Friday so they can get a good start on that project. So we'd like the public to be aware that our offices will be closed from noon to 5, half a day on Friday, the 24th of May.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in as always. It was a good conversation, and here's to a good week in Lincoln County, and maybe get some rain across the area, correct?
I sure hope so. We need that to green up our summer pastures so we can get our cows out there.
That's
Jack,
right.
As always, thanks for having us, my friend.